Abanza for Development and the Frederick Ebert Foundation have called on the government to include in the gender equality law currently being drafted a provision on temporary special measures for women's participation in decision-making in political and public life. The group believes that affirmative action, which includes incentives and other compliance mechanisms, is the only way to increase women's representation and participation in key positions on the political scene. Addressing the media in Accra at the third in a series of monthly news conferences on promoting women's rights and gender equality in election 2012, a gender equality activist with the Law Institute, Hilary Gwedema, said currently women represent only 8.3% of the 230-member parliament. This figure does not reflect the 51.2% of the female population in Ghana. Baba Otu filed this report. The series of monthly news conferences, which began from June 11 and expected to end on November 13, seek to highlight pertinent issues on the urgent need to promote women's rights and gender equality in election 2012 and beyond. A gender equality activist, Hilary Gwedema, said the lack of concrete initiatives such as affirmative action to implement continental and regional commitments to the promotion of gender equality in participation and representation is hindering the involvement of women in national processes for sustainable development. She said women in Ghana have waited with anticipation for the fulfillment of promises made in political party manifestos which never see the light of day. She therefore charged the media and Ghanaians, particularly women groups, to demand accountability of political parties who fail to fulfill the promise when they are voted into power.
We need affirmative action while we are promoting women's rights because of the value women bring to the table and the contributions they make to development and peace. The magic that we are going to work between today and 2015 to meet the goals we have ascribed. It will not be done unless there are special measures, and this is the affirmative action. That when we are looking at gender equality strategies, especially those that will promote women's political rights, we are looking at various components. We are looking at what we call the rhetorical, the speeches we make, the beautiful speeches. Oh, what means 40% women? Let us put a price on talk. And when people say 40%, 30%, or even if they don't believe, say it, and they say, I believe in women, let us hold on to that statement and hold them accountable.
Mrs. Gwedema said the upcoming elections represent an opportunity for advocacy around women's low representation in key positions. She therefore asked the electoral system to review some of its policies to boost women's representation. That was Baba Otu's report.